This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Martin will be here at 11. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to check in with Tony Irons. Oh, yes. Get that, Brian. I didn't give Brian the number. We need the phone number. They won another state championship over the weekend. And we just wanted to talk about that great weekend down in Springfield, Missouri for Tony Irons. A couple of other quick thoughts, some text here. Hicks over under Tommy John in 2 years, Jim and Crestwood. It's kind of cynical, but you know what?
If you're out of the playoff run this year, about July or August, that's when you shut her around, give her a TJ, and then he's good for the next 10 years.
You know.
Preemptive strike there for
him. Yeah. So if you had to bet a dollar, you would say Tommy.
What's in the next 2 years, I would assume. And it's nothing to freak out about like it was 10 or 15 years ago. I think it's fine.
But how about when the when the commish says that not the commish, Rick Lehman says that when you have Tommy John surgery, you're good for only 7 more years. So that means if he's only 22, I mean, you could be pitching until like he's 30. I don't know.
Then they get another one and then pitch to your 35.
Oh yeah, got second Tommy John. All right, let's welcome to the program a man who has done it again, another state championship for the one and only Tony Irons and Vachon. Coach, great to be with you. Congrats. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you doing?
Very good. 69-59 over Springfield Catholic in Springfield. Does this one mean more? Are they all about the same? How do you characterize it?
It means a lot. I mean, we had some guys that that hadn't had an opportunity to experience this with our in our 2017 state championship. So just to get a chance to see some of those guys get this for the first time, I mean, it means a lot. I mean, it's just, every year it just feels like, when you get a chance to do it, it feels like it's your first one.
And then I saw in the paper, this is Mario's third, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. And then his uncle or his cousin, Jimmy, won 4. Is that right?
No, Jimmy won 3 as well.
Okay. Has anybody in the history of Vachon won 4?
Not to my knowledge. Well, I know Mario had aspirations of doing that, but we ended up coming up short last year.
Just you and your dad. You're at what number, and your dad's at what number now?
I think my dad has, 10.
10?
So,
wow.
Yeah, and this is my 4th one.
But you won one as a player at Lutheran North, and you won a national championship as a player in college, correct?
Yep.
So we'll give
I guess if you count that would be – I guess 6, man.
6, yeah. You're going to catch your dad. How old are you now, Tony?
I'm 35.
Oh, yeah. You're going to fly past your father. And I bet he'll love seeing that, too. Tell me a little bit about your players. Mizzou fans want to know, tell us what makes Mario McKinney tick, the Tiger recruit.
The biggest thing is that he's a competitor. He's obviously got things that he's got to continue to get better at as from a skill set standpoint. I think his shot's going to continue to get better with work. And, this year he did a lot of things on the ball with us as far as, like, bringing it down, getting us and stuff, which is, I feel is going to help him transition into the next level. His energy from a defensive standpoint, plays super hard and rebounds. You're going to get somebody who's going to do whatever it's going to take to try to get the team to win, and that's the big thing, is that he's a winner and he's somebody that's going to come in and bring some toughness and stuff that they're going to possibly need.
Yeah, we're kind of obsessed with labeling guys 1, 2. He's a 3. He's just a player, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just a player. I mean, he's going to be able to fit in whatever it is that you need. He's capable. He's not a traditional point guard or anything like that, but he's somebody that can bring the ball down, but I think defensively is where you're going to really be able to see the impact that he can make, as far as like being able to help change games and impact it from that standpoint.
All right. Tell me about Cameron Fletcher. I got a call on Saturday morning And they said that guess who's coming to watch Michigan State play? So I think Fletcher made a visit there after he won the state title. He's the guy that the whole country wants. Tell me about him.
I mean, he's another one of those guys, man, that's continuing to get better every day. He's, you know, he's versatile. He rebounds. He defends. You know, his shot is pretty good. And, you know, his ball handling and stuff is continuing to get better and better. So he's somebody that the sky's the limit for. He's going to continue, I feel, to, you know, to grow as a player. And when it's all said and done, he has a chance to be probably one of the most talented players that ever come out of Kashan.
Do you think he's a pro?
I people try to label that, you know, so quickly and stuff like that. I mean, I just look at it as like, you know, he has things that God gave him as far as like the size, the athleticism, you know, wingspan and stuff like that. But I think that he, you know, again, you have to, you know, a lot of things have to happen right. He's got to continue to mature, get stronger and all those things. And I think, you know, when it's all said and done, if he continues on this path, I think he has a chance to be that.
How about Nicholas Kern Jr., who your dad is really high on, and his future? He'll be a junior next year?
Yeah, he'll be a junior next year.
And what about him?
The crazy thing about it is he's probably, you know, I would say Cam has the most upside just because of the athleticism and stuff, but Nick probably has the biggest upside from a skill standpoint. Like, he's talented. He's already about 6'5". He, like, when it's all said and done, like, he's going to be really, really good. I think he's probably, you know, as far as what we have, the next person on our list that has a chance to, you know, to be a high major recruit and all those things. So I think that he, you know, a lot of people really don't know that much about him as much, but I think after this summer and stuff like that, I think he's got a chance to blow up.
Now, did you lose a game in town?
Yeah, we lost to East St. Louis and Belleville West.
Gotcha. And nobody in the state?
Nah, nobody in Missouri.
And next year, I imagine, with all these great national players and the state title, you'll be having a national schedule again where you'll travel?
Yeah, we've recently got so we're going back to the city of Palms again, and we will be participating in I know they haven't released it yet, but we'll probably be in the Bass Pro Tournament of Champions. Those are two things that we for sure will be in, and then we may be going to Hoop Hall again. We're still awaiting to get that connection, but for the most part, we'll do some traveling and stuff like that again, be able to get our kids as much exposure and, you know, educational experiences as possible.
Before I let you go, I think there's a lot of Mizzou fans and SLU fans out there. How would you characterize Fletcher's recruitment? Has he narrowed it down yet? What do you think?
Nah, he's open. He's completely open. He's like, I think you alluded to it earlier, like, Michigan State was his first official visit. So he hasn't, you know, he hasn't even really been through the process and stuff like that yet. You know, I think he's going to take a couple more before the summer hits, and then I know he's going to, you know, look to do some more in the fall and stuff like that. So he's really just trying to figure all this out. You know, he kind of, you know, during the season was trying to focus on helping us win, and, you know, and now I think he's going to kind of get into the heart of, you know, really, really looking into programs and getting relationships with these coaches and see which one fits him the best.
Blake Ahern texting in from Austin, Texas. Tell Tony we needed a Smet Vachon regular season game.
Tell Blake he can make it happen because he's the man. He's the man. So if anybody can pull that off, he can pull that off.
Good stuff. Tony, congratulations again. Awesome stuff by Vachon. You made us all proud.
I appreciate it, Frank.
All right, that's Tony Irons. Man, what a great coach. And he's icy cool on the sidelines, too. He handles it really well. We'll take a short time out. Martin will join us when we come back.